State data show that COVID-19 hospitalizations in Pennsylvania have increased by more than 500% since the beginning of November. But administrators of the state's largest hospital system say that staff are capable of handling the significant influx of patients. At a December 8th news conference, UPMC Senior Vice President Leslie Davis said despite the increase, there's a, quote, calm feeling across the system.
There is no need to feel nervous or anxious. We are not overwhelmed with this virus.
Jody Fulton cares for COVID-19 patients in the intensive care unit at UPMC Shadyside. In a recent letter to the editor of the Tribune Review, she disagreed with Davis's characterization. Fulton talked with 90.5 WESA's health and science reporter Sarah Bowden outside from a safe distance about what it's like to care for COVID patients during this ongoing surge.
Jody, UPMC's Leslie Davis made these comments on December 8th. What was it like to be an ICU nurse in early December?
In early December, it had gotten pretty bad. Everyone in my ICU and others were working overtime. We had opened up a makeshift ICU for COVID patients outside of the emergency department. And we were all asked to give up one nurse from each ICU to staff that new ICU. These rooms are not made for ICU patients. The doors don't even close all the way, and we're expected to have this tight infection control, and we weren't able to maintain any of the things that we had been used to as nurses taking care of these patients in any other ICU.
So when you heard Ms. Davis make these comments, what was your reaction?
I was appalled. I'm pretty protective over a lot of the nurses that I work with. A lot of them are younger than me, and a lot of them felt the same way that I did too, but everyone was afraid to say anything.
So state data shows that hospitalizations have started to decline a bit, especially this last week or so of December. And UPMC says only about a quarter of COVID patients are sick enough to be sent to the ICU. So have things gotten better?
I will say that we've had a few more open beds, but we've also had a lot of people pass away that make for those empty beds.
How does caring for a COVID patient differ from a non-COVID patient in the ICU?
It's hard because we have to keep the doors closed. It's very lonely for the patients if they're alert enough to know what's going on. It's hard if an alarm is going off, if something is happening with the patient, you can't just rush in. You have to put your mask on, you have to put the gloves on, your goggles, your gown, and it takes a lot more of your shift just trying to keep yourself safe.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that COVID patients are dying at higher volumes than other ICU patients, is that correct?
Absolutely.
So how does that affect you emotionally and mentally?
It's hard because usually on our unit, at least, we would have a death maybe every few weeks. Every month we would have a few people pass away, but now it's multiple times a week. You're taking someone to the morgue, you're talking to a family saying that there's nothing else that we can do, that we're going to make them as comfortable as we can. And there's no time in between each death to kind of collect yourself and mourn for that person that you may have become connected to in some way.
What's something that you experienced at work that you wish more people knew about?
I think just that it's not just the nurses that are overwhelmed, it's the physicians too who've been picking up extra shifts, who are covering every ICU in the hospital, tending to every emergency that happens throughout the hospital. And sometimes things will happen, like when we had a patient who was crashing. I was stuck in the room with this patient by myself waiting for a physician to come for over a half hour. And I want people to know that it's something that could happen, not just to a COVID patient, to any patient in the hospital. We're stretched so thin, and we want to provide the best, most compassionate care that we can. And it's hard when there aren't enough hours in the day and there aren't enough of us.
Thank you so much for sharing this with me. And I'm sorry you're going through this right now.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jody Fulton is an ICU nurse at UPMC Shadyside. She spoke with WESA's Sarah Bowden. A spokesperson for UPMC says they have no report that Fulton waited more than a half an hour for a doctor to respond to an emergency. She added the health system staffing levels are meeting demands of the COVID surge, and that the medical system recognizes this is, quote, a stressful and very challenging time for our dedicated caregivers.